Just a couple other things in closing. On the handout, there's a list of some do's and don'ts. So on the do side, we suggest smile and greet people, be friendly. As you saw when Craig did, he asked the question, did you get one of these when you hand them a track? It promotes interest and curiosity in what have you got here. Try and fit the environment. You know, if you're going to the mall, you know, you don't need to wear a tuxedo. You know, if you're going to a Cowboys game to hand out tracks, you know, I don't normally wear the colors or the shirt and the logo of the actual team, but, you know, wear comfortable clothing so you kind of fit in. Make eye contact when you talk to people. And then pray for those that are witnessing. So, you know, if you are there, you know, with one of us, pray for the conversation. And then, you know, if you want to be involved in the conversation, just let us know, and we'll be glad to let you be involved. And then speak the truth in love. Like I said earlier, I mean, the message is offensive. You know, let the gospel be offensive to the person, but don't offend them by the way we act. Don't be rude. Don't be, you know, pointing your fingers, oh, you're a sinner. You know, they understand that once they've looked at God's law. On the don't side, we suggest not to wear Christian jewelry. I mean, if you wear a big, huge cross, you know, it tends to steer people away. Now, interestingly, the people that I talk to that wear big, huge crosses typically aren't Christians. And so I'll look for those things. I'll see the guy walking through the mall with the big, huge cross and say, hey, does that cross mean anything to you? Is it just jewelry? And they'll go, oh, it's just jewelry. And then you can explain to him what the cross is about. Don't wear sunglasses when you talk to people. They need to be able to see your eyes, see the sincerity in your eyes. Don't use an accusatory tone. And then finally, don't force a decision for Christ or make them pray a prayer of salvation, because it's really only when God works in their heart and God saves them. The Bible says that if you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead, then you have eternal life. We cannot pray that into somebody. So we cannot say, you know, you must believe this right now. What I'll do is I'll encourage somebody, you know, consider what we've talked about. Spend some time reading the Bible. Read the book of John. Call me with questions. I'll give them my phone number, my email address. And then if they get to a point where they, you know, believe and they confess belief, we'll pray for them, but we won't pray for them to receive, you know, we cannot, like I said, we cannot pray salvation into them. We can, and as far as like leading a sinner's prayer where you say, you know, repeat after me, just think about how that would be if you had an affair on your wife and you finally said, oh, I should go and confess this to my wife. And you bring your best friend with you, and your best friend says, okay, Carl, repeat after me, you know, dear wife. And you're saying, dear wife, and, well, I shouldn't have been with that other woman. See, it just, when you put it that way, it sounds kind of silly, but that's really, you know, if we're leading someone that way, you know, to be right with God, and you're saying, you know, it should, like we said, it pours from the abundance of the heart. So once they know Christ, they can pray that prayer themselves. As I mentioned, we've tried to compress about 2.5 hours of information into an hour. On the back of your handout, there's information about a seminar that we're doing. We actually started with part one. We covered all the stuff about gospel tracts last week. And this Wednesday night at 6 p.m., dinner will be served. And then 6:30 to 8, we'll go into a lot more detail of what I've just compressed into 10 minutes. And we'll watch a video and maybe have some time to role play and see what does it really look like to have these conversations and walk people through this WDJD thing. So if you're interested in that, my business card is on the back. You can call me. And then also this website, bazugan.eventbrite.com, has the information about the seminar on Wednesday.
Pastor Tony asked that we do one role play.
Oh, do one role play? So I guess I'm knocking on your door then?
I was going to knock on your
door. Oh, you're going to knock on my door?
Why don't you hand me a track?
Since we oh, I don't have any tracks on me. What do you mean?
One of the things that you say, you know, can I really go up and have a meaningful gospel conversation with somebody I've never met, and I, you know, we can tell you from personal experience, it's happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. We have a friend that was just out in the mall the other day. He walked up to three kids he'd never met. 10 minutes later, one of those three kids is weeping and accepting Christ. And they never met him before. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't restrain that. So we're going to have a 3-minute conversation, and we've done this, and this is the way it typically goes.
Hi, sir. Did you get one of these?
No, I didn't, man. What is it?
Well, it's a gospel track.
A gospel track?
Have you ever heard about the gospel?
Isn't that religious stuff?
Well, it's not really religious because, see, actually God doesn't even like religion if you look in the Bible.
Really?
But it talks about the difference between Christianity and other religions is about a relationship with God.
I really don't know much about that. I don't have much of a background. I used to go to church when I was a kid, but I kind of stopped going.
Oh, okay. So, are you familiar with this area?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you know how to get to heaven from here?
How to get to heaven?
Yeah.
It's not like by the mall or anything?
No, it's not a store.
Is that a restaurant?
No, it's not a store.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, what do you think happens when you die?
I think I go to heaven. I think people go to heaven. They're, you know, good, decent people. And I'm a good, decent person.
Oh, okay, so you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah. I do pretty good things. I gave some money to somebody the other day that needed money.
Oh, okay. So when you say that you're a good person, whose standard do you use to distinguish that?
Well, I got my own standard. I mean, I know things that I shouldn't do, and I try not to do those things. And I don't beat my kids too often.
Okay. Well, now, if you want to go to God's heaven, wouldn't it make sense to use God's standard to determine if you are good enough to get there?
Yeah, I guess. Isn't his standard be a good person and try to do good?
Well, what it says in the Bible in Hebrews 9:27, it says it's appointed once to die, and then the judgment, and that judgment is based on his standard, the Ten Commandments.
I heard of the Ten Commandments. When I was a kid, we talked about those in church.
All right. Can you name any of the Ten Commandments?
Let's see. Thou shalt not kill.
Okay. Have you ever done that?
Nope. I tell you, I've never killed anybody.
Okay. Now, before you answer so quickly, Jesus said, it was said of days of old, you shall not murder. But I tell you that if you even hate your brother or call them a fool, you've already murdered them in your heart.
So just hating somebody?
Yeah. See, God's standard is so high, he even judges our thoughts. So have you ever done that? Have you ever hated someone or called them a fool?
That guy that just cut me off on the freeway a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no, that happens to me too. So let me give you another one of the commandments. It says, the ninth commandment says, you shall not lie. So in your whole life, how many lies do you think you've told?
Yeah, I lied, but everybody lies.
Yeah, that's true. But does that excuse you? I mean, if you're standing before a judge, and the judge asks you if you've committed this crime, and you just point to everybody else and say, we've all done it, it doesn't make you innocent, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that point.
So what do you call someone who lies?
A liar.
Okay. In Revelation 21:8, it says that all liars will have their place in the lake of fire, which is hell.
Just for lying.
Yeah, for lying. So by your own admission, you're a murderer and a liar at heart, and God's going to judge you one day by that standard. Would he find you innocent or guilty?
Well, I mean, I'm guilty of those things, but so is everybody else.
All right, I guess you guys get the idea of how it works.
Track back.
Did you want to wrap up or something? Or?
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for having us. There's tracks in the back. You're welcome to help yourself. And our ministry has a track club. We'll send you 30 tracks a month for free. You grab one of my cards and go on our website. You can sign up online. And if you have any questions, you can also call me or Craig. Thanks.
Hey, did you love it? We appreciate that. Thank you. This is what we do when we go to downtown, to the train station.